Hello, this is John Slanina with SSTI. I'm speaking today with Peggy Schultz, President and CEO of Litmos Group. Litmos Group is a contracting partner to the Florida Department of Health for the administration of the James and Esther King Biomedical Research Program. The James and Esther King Biomedical Research Program was the 2009 recipient of SSTI's Excellence in TVET Award in the category Expanding the Research Infrastructure. Peggy, first, can you provide an overview of the King Biomedical Research Program?
Certainly. The James and Esther King Biomedical Research Program is a state-funded competitive grant program for Florida researchers, and it's focused on diseases related to tobacco use. It has five long-term goals, and that's improving the health of Floridians, expanding the foundation of related biomedical knowledge, improving the quality of the state's academic health centers, increasing the state's per capita funding, and also stimulating the economic activity in the state. So the economic development component is certainly one of the primary goals. It offers funding ranging anywhere from $100,000 a year up to about $1.5 million over multi-year grants to investigators regardless of institution in the state of Florida.
One of the things that our judges for this application really recognized was how sustainable funding is an integral part of this program. Can you provide perhaps a historical context on how this program has been funded?
Certainly. The program was actually created based on settlement money from the tobacco industry. Florida was one of the very first states to enter into a settlement, and the legislature, at the time that they received that, carved out a $150 million portion of what they call the Lawton Childs Endowment, exclusively for funding biomedical research. And so in the early years, that was the money that was available for this program. In the first year of the program, they awarded a little over $16 million for grants with the idea that there would be follow-on funding every year. It turned out that in 2002 and 2003, that didn't happen. And so really sustainable funding was provided in 2004, when the legislature gave the program the authority to spend money over a period of up to 3 years. And so then what the program could do was reserve up to 3 years of funding for a single grant and hold that money. So they didn't have to depend on appropriations year to year to fund multi-year grants. In 2009, the Florida legislature decided to come up with an alternative form of funding this program. So rather than drawing entirely on the interest from the endowment and on supplementary state appropriations, they set aside 2.5% of a $1 per pack cigarette surcharge for this program. And that essentially took the level of funding for this program from what had been an average of about $9 million a year to pretty close to $25 million as a cap. And then based on actual cigarette sales over the course of a year, it has proven that this current fiscal year, the program will get pretty close to that $25 million. I think the current projection is $23 million. But one of the things that the program saw was during a period of time between 2001 and 2004, when there wasn't stable funding for the program, that they lost a lot of momentum. There was some credibility issues in the biomedical research community, and it just made for challenges in continuing the momentum that had been started with those initial awards. So, but any time that you're dependent on state funds, the reality of it is that you're constantly educating people because what one legislature puts in place, another legislature can take away. And so, you know, the burden is on the program to always be demonstrating that they're delivering good value and that even in tough economic times, it's a good use of state funds.
And so then over that entire period, do you have an approximate amount of how much has been awarded through the King Biomedical Research Program?
Through the end of the year, just this last December, the program has awarded just about $80 million worth of grants. That's about 188 grants. And that money has gone to 16 different Florida institutions. As I mentioned, this program is one that's designed to be open to investigators throughout the state of Florida, regardless of institution.
The award philosophy provided in the application is open to all and fund the best. Can you elaborate on some of the steps you take in the administration of this program to ensure this philosophy?
Yes. The The independent scientific peer review process is a kind of a central feature, and that is that we work with investigators, experienced subject matter experts outside the state of Florida to serve as peer reviewers for these applications. So there is no conflict in doing the scientific assessments. And then we provide blinded information to the advisory council when they make their funding decisions. So at the time that we present the results of the peer review, these individuals have no idea which applicants are involved, which institutions they represent. And so it goes a long ways towards helping to make sure that the awards are truly made based on merit as opposed to any bias for particular institutions and so on. There's also an interest in the program in making sure that it extends across the state of Florida. There's a heavy emphasis on collaborative projects. The program encourages inter-institutional applications for team science programs and so on. And so the idea there is to kind of stimulate collaboration among institutions to help some of the smaller institutions or individuals who might be in departments that would benefit from collaborating with researchers at other institutions to participate in program funds that way also. The council is also, one of the current topics is considering ways of how to mentor some of the smaller institutions that are trying for funding and maybe not having the same kind of success rate as some of the other institutions. And some of the things that they've talked about are things like sharing examples of older applications that were highly rated at a point where it's really safe to protect the intellectual property rights or the confidential information of the investigator to help them actually improve their ability to compete for funding, which in the long run improves their ability to compete for funding from other sources, including the federal government.
The judges of the application really commended your program on its metrics. What are some of the metrics that you regularly measure?
The metrics that we regularly measure and have for some time include things like follow-on grants that are received by our investigators, especially in the case where you have new investigators when you're trying to get them established. It's a success when they go on to win follow-on funding and further their career as independent investigators. But the idea is to leverage Florida funding by attracting dollars from other sources based on work that this money buys. So the follow-on grants is a major factor. Presentations at seminars or conferences is another one, because that's really the currency of the scientific accomplishments is the findings that Florida researchers can put out there that are recognized by their peers in their research communities as being leading edge or new and promising or information that could be the basis for further study. The number of patents filed and patents issued is also a metric. We realize that you can have very good research that may not necessarily go as far as producing a patent, but in cases where it is, that's definitely a success for the program. We track along a similar line invention disclosures, and we also keep track of jobs created. The jobs that this program creates are not only the laboratory directors and the principal investigators, but there's also a whole host of people that are supported by these grants, such as postdoctoral researchers, research associates, laboratory technicians, biostatisticians. So these are high-paying jobs in the state of Florida, and we have learned that keeping track of a metric like that is very helpful in speaking the language of the legislators and the people who are providing the funding for the program.